Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'd like to welcome everyone who has taken time out of their busy schedule to be with us today on Your Turning Point. We're going to talk about a very important subject, and it says about realigning with your passion. To realign with your passion, what does that mean? You know, a lot of times we get ourselves out of alignment with what we love to do. And we're going to talk about that too, the many things that cause us to get out of alignment with our passion. But let me ask you this question, because sometimes people even get mixed up in this. They really don't know. If you ask them, you know, what's in their heart, what they're called to do, they really don't have a clue. They really don't have a clue, because they'll say this thing, and then they'll say something else. Sometimes they lack on focusing what really makes them tick. What really makes you tick? That's the question. Your passion. Get in position. That's what this realignment is talking about. Get in position with your passion. Get back where you need to be, where everything could begin to flow, where your productivity and creativity will begin to flow once again. But what is that passion? Your passion is something that touches your heart deeply, something that really makes you tick, something that lights you up, something that projects a strong feeling of loving what you do and hating the effects of what happens when you see a situation and you know that you have the ability to solve it. It's that enthusiasm. Have you ever been enthusiastic about something? Think about it. What makes your heart start pumping? You know, there may be a thousand things going on, but that one thing that makes your heart start pumping. And sometimes what happens, how people get in out of alignment with their passion, is because they become distracted. And they begin to lose their focus. Distractions have a voice. You know, what happens when you get off focus? You get distracted, right? Because you're being pulled here and you're being pulled there and you're being pulled, you know, in another place. Sometimes what happens is, you know, we do this every once in a while. And I have programs and I introduce this method that I use for a big circle on a piece of paper. And I put my goals, I put my vision on the inside, right in the middle, my passion, right in the middle. And then I list everything outside on the perimeter, on that line of that big circle. Everything that I'm involved in, everything that I'm doing. And then I look at that circle and I begin to eliminate those things that does not add to my vision, that does not have anything to do with the goals, that doesn't have anything to do with the passion that's inside of my heart. And I eliminate those things. Because some of those things could have been good at one time. You know, seasons change. Seasons change. So you cannot continue to do the same things, a lot of things, season in and season out, you know. It was a season for that back in 2013, but now this is 2016, and it's a different time, it's a different day. And those things begin to pull on you, and they get you off focus, they get you out of alignment with your passion. Those things you got to let go. Just let them go. I know sometimes it's hard, but if you want to realign with your passion, you have to let those things go. They were good for that season, but, you know, not for this season. Distractions come in many forms. There's acts of distraction. And what is that? That's your daily doing of what's happening around you. That's an act of distraction. You know, you're constantly doing this and you're doing that. You know, I have a friend that's, oh, my God, the poor thing cannot focus because she's distracted over here. She's distracted over there. She, you know, even when you talk to her, you have to, you know, you're talking to her. She talks about one thing, and then she's talking about something else. You have to catch her over here and catch her over there. You know, huge distraction. And, you know, just being able to follow her, and it wears you out, you know. And that's an active distraction. And, you know, that's acts of distraction. Then you have a state of distraction. State of distraction is the thinking, not able to concentrate. Have you ever, you know, just sat down to concentrate on doing something and you just sit there? You forgot what you were thinking about. You forgot because something else is coming to your mind. So you get up to do that. And then you go to do that and, you know, you think about, no, I need to go back and do what I was doing because that's more important. But then you sit down again and something else, you know, is running through your mind. Those are states of distraction. And we could get ourselves in a state of distraction where we're not focusing. We become divided within ourselves, having too many irons in the fire. You remember that term? And you have, you know, heard that a long time ago. Somebody may have said that to you, maybe even recently. Well, you need to, you know, settle down because you have too many irons in the fire. You're trying to do this over here. You're trying to please somebody over there. You're trying to make this happen over there. But all at the same time, you have gotten yourself out of alignment with your passion. And day by day, it's constantly slipping further, you know, further and further away from you. Being divided in yourself. We have to come back into an alignment with our vision, with our goal, with our passion, that thing that makes you tick on the inside, your purpose, your reason for being. That's what your passion is, you know? My passion is motivating people, telling them that they could do better, letting them see that they have a purpose, that they're just not just existing, but they do have a purpose in life. Teaching people to live beyond the limitations that they have set for themselves. And when I'm in a sitting, I teach only my passion. I don't teach anything outside of what makes my heart tick. Because your passion is power. Your passion brands you as an expert in whatever you do because that's something that you love. It's something that you study. It's something that you think about. It's something that you breathe day in and day out. It's something that is magnetic. Your passion is magnetic. And it'll begin to draw people to you, those people who have problems in whatever area your passion is in. Because you, on the inside, have a solution to those problems. You are that solution. Because your knowledge, your wisdom, that's all wrapped inside of your passion. So that's why it's so important to realign with your passion. To not to be in that state of total chaos. Total chaos. Have you ever known somebody who was in total chaos? Their state of mind, that we'll call it derangement. You know, when we think of that term deranged, we think of, oh my God, crazy. You know? Have you ever found yourself in a crazy situation with people? I have. I've been around people that are in a crazy situation, you know? They run in here and they run in there. They just run and run and run, spinning their wheels but never getting anything done. Very scattered, very disorderly, disorganized. And I say, oh, my God, if I get out of this, you know, I'm never going to find myself in this situation. But that gave me, you know, point where I could talk and shed some light into what's going on with people, why they can't focus. So you may find yourself in a situation that they get to. But then I took from that where I could share with others and tell them what happens in their lives when they get out of line with their passion. You have to get back to a place where you have clarity, where you have sharpness, where you are focused on your passion. And the best way to do that is make each day a theme day to focus on your goal for that day. You know, within my passion, each day I give a theme to. On Monday, it's Motivational Monday for me. So I'm out motivating. I do the radio show. I, you know, do different things on social media to motivate people, to let them know that the best is yet to come, that if they do such and such, that they will receive such and such, to lift up their spirit, to, you know, realign them with what makes them tick. Motivational Monday. So this is what I do all day, wherever I'm at, whether I'm, you know, on the media, on social media, whether I'm doing radio, whether I'm out speaking somewhere, whether I'm out in the public. Motivational Monday. And when I said Motivational Monday, that's what I'm going to do that day. Everything is motivational. Everything is motivational. So this helps me focus on my goal. It helps me stay in alignment with my passion. It helps me have that clarity. It helps me, you know, have that short where I need to focus. So everything else that tries to invade my day, I just push that away. I just continue to push that away and not let it go into what I'm focusing on that day. Try to avoid being overly tired and trying to do everything by yourself. That's another reason that you could get out of line with your passion. Remember this important key. Teamwork is golden. That's a golden nugget for you. Teamwork is golden. Try teamwork, and you'll see that it breathes that productivity and creativity further in your life. Now, I hope what you heard on this broadcast has motivated you and has given you insight to avoid certain things that tries to come into your you know, realm of productivity and creativity. Remember to set a theme for each day so you can focus on your goals that you set out to do for that particular day. Don't worry about tomorrow or worry about yesterday, but focus on your day today. Give that a thought. And meet me back here next week for another important broadcast on Your Turning Point. Again, I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman. And it has been a delightful 15 minutes just sharing with you on this Motivational Monday. Mark Your Turning Point as a favorite so you won't miss any of our broadcasts. Remember, this is your time. This is your season. This is your turning point. Have a prosperous week.